Hi, Jordan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, I was told that I should be getting clients from at least Facebook. I was told I should have definitely gotten some clients this month, but I haven't gotten any clients, so I don't know if it's really worth to keep paying for.
I see. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 13th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. However, if the Facebook component isn't working for you, you can take that off. That's $100, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to that package once they start ranking on Google, because that's where, you know, you're going to see a huge impact to your business. And we always say that that's during the second month, which you're entering into now. So that's the good news. You're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some really solid things for your business.
Yeah, I'll give that plan you just talked about a try.
Yeah, I think that that would be much better for you. So, and you know, the Facebook ads definitely have a benefit in the beginning because they make you better, you know, more relevant to Google, and they get you ranking quicker. But now that your listing is actually verified and published, I don't think it would really hurt you to take those off. So, for that $149, is it going to be on a different card, or should we try to process it again on this one ending in 7493? Oh, wait, this one says that the account's closed. I think the bank might have sent you a new card, perhaps.
They did.
No wonder. Okay. So I could update it for you. Do you have the card on you now?
Yeah, let me grab my wallet.
Okay, no problem.
All right, you ready for it?
Yes, go ahead.
It's 4774.
Okay.
7800.
Got it.
1172.
Okay.
6224.
And expiration?
1227.
And the code?
The code I made.
On the back, the 3-digit code. I'm sorry, the CVV.
Gotcha. 777.
Oh. That's my extension. I won't forget that. So let me update. And it's still the old Ellery Road for the billing address on this new card?
Yes, ma'am.
It is? Okay, perfect. So let me get your... Okay, good. I got the green light. That one worked. And then one thing that will help you going into the second month is to start working on getting some 5-star reviews on the Google page. So I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that. It's already going to be linked up to the Google listing, and you can just copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it'll help you get some 5-star reviews here and there as well, okay?
All right.
Yeah, you already have 2 on there, which is great. So you're doing good already, but I'll send this one to you, and if you have any questions, feel free to call us, okay?
All right.
All right. So you're all good to go. So thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week too, Jordan.
Yep. You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.